For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your home for ESPN Radio, Sports Radio 960 The Ref.
Sure is leaving in a big hurry. If they identify us, we're in big trouble. Look at him, he's heading for that small moon.
That's no moon.
It's the home team.
It is the home team on 960 The Ref, brought to you as always by Athens Technical College. Your passion, your future elevated. Tyler Head and Jeff Dantzler along with you. 4:30, just about half an hour into the show, and let's see here. We have our special guest, as Jeff teased right before the break there. He's not an unfamiliar voice on these radio airwaves. Whoops, that's not him. One second.
All good. The one and only.
Let's see. Let's try this a second time. Coach Donnan. That's not Coach Donnan either.
Sometimes okay. those tech gremlins will get in there.
Okay, well, we're going to have to wait for him to call back again. Fortunately, we got the dial tone on both of those. That's okay.
It happens there. You got those tech gremlins jumping in there. The great Hall of Famer, Coach Jim Donnan, joining us. I know he's going to be excited to talk about Champ Bailey going into the Hall of Fame. And one of the things, when you start thinking about some of the players that came through Georgia in the 1990s, obviously that was a decade that had some peaks and valleys,
and
Coach Donnan really rebuilt the program and got the talent level back up.
All right, let's try this a third time.
Okay,
Coach Donnan, are you there?
I'm always here, man.
There he is.
Like an old maid.
Fantastic,
hey, Coach. No, you're still hotter than Miss America, man.
All right, glad to be with you guys. Let's go. What's going on out there?
Well, we were just talking about some of the players that rolled through here when you were coaching. And I think about, and you and Coach McGill probably had this conversation, the versatility of Champ, the versatility of Hines Ward, the versatility of Robert Edwards. Those guys, obviously Champ did play both ways here. Back in the 40s in the Trippi and Sinkwich era, holy moly. I mean, you had some incredible athletes, and I'm sure Seymour would have been a great left tackle, too. I remember Selfo kept telling me to mention on the air that we needed to move him over to the offensive side of the ball.
Well, he could have played anywhere, that's for sure. And, of course, you got to give Coach Goff a lot of credit for getting Robert and Hines here. But, you know, whoever the coach is at Georgia, you got a good shot at these Georgia kids. I don't care. I just would like to come here as long as you got, you know, the type of program they need to win. But I always like to get guys, and we talked about it a lot, Jeff, that, you know, in high school played other sports or played, you know, other positions too, you know, just not offense or defense. If you can get an offensive lineman here that's played defense too, it shows he's got the kind of movement that can step in and play, you know, like we got Breedlove and
yes,
George Foster, guys like that. They're just difference makers.
Well, and you mentioned Breedlove, too. He was a great wrestler. And one of the things I always like for these linemen, and Trayvon Walker was a terrific basketball player in high school. Usually if those guys were really good wrestlers and or really good basketball players, they've got that upper body mobility and that flexibility. And I've found, going back to multiple sports, those big guys that do good at those sports are usually really good.
Yeah, you show me a guy that can dunk a basketball and play, he's going to play D-line or O-line for me, because that explosiveness and you just can't beat that. You know, I always look to the guy at a football game. If he has trouble, and how much is he on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever position he plays, if you're on the ground a lot, you're not going to be making a lot of plays. So I like to watch a guy when he hits the ground. How does he get up? Does he have to put his hand down to get up, or he just jump right up real quick? So that's a real good indicator. And I've always liked those guys that throw the shot, shows explosiveness across the pit, and quickness and lateral movement. You just can't beat it.
Like you're talking about, a lot of these guys come into college having played multiple positions in high school or multiple sports. But for somebody like Champ that played both sides of the ball as well as special teams in college, what's something that you have to see out of an athlete like him that tells you that he has the ability to do that at the college level?
Well, it doesn't take a lot to figure that out on Champ. Just watching, the first time I ever saw him, I was late to a basketball game. I was just getting there right when it started. First time I ever met him, and we were walking in out of the Steve Greer and I. We were walking in, you know, like you do out through the inside of the gym in the entrance, and they had the opening tip off, and they tipped it to Champ, and he went the length of the floor and slammed it. And I said, "We're definitely in the right place here." But no, the problem we had, though, there's about five or six other coaches sitting up there too, but. Fortunately for us, we were going over to Elaine Bailey's for dinner afterwards, and first person to open the door was the boss, Bailey, and he said, "Coach, you got to make sure you recruit me, too." And I didn't really know a lot about him. I said, "I promise you I will."
That was a great one, too. Well, I remember, Coach, you gave me a pretty good term back then for a guy like Champ. You said, "J.D., those players are what we like to call grandma players, and you can take your grandmother to a game and she can spot them."
Right, that's for sure. You want them to be able to pick it out. And, of course, one thing I would like to mention about the Bailey brothers, Ronald Bailey,
yes.
Who really set the stage for us getting both of them because his mother, Elaine, was so fired up about the academic support system here we had at Georgia with Dick Bestwick and Glada Horvat and, you know, all the people working with them. That helped us a lot, too. But Ronald really played good for us, but didn't have quite the accolades, but he's been under the weather a little bit lately, and talked to him the day Champ was on the ballot for the Hall of Fame, and he said that he was making a good comeback and looks like he's going to be okay, but everybody needs to be thinking about Ronald.
Well, I remember, too, for Ronald Bailey, the big pick six that he had against Kentucky at the end of the half and also had a pick six for us against Vanderbilt on the road. So, I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right. That's a guy who made a lot of big plays. He just happened to have two brothers that were all-time greats.
Yeah, well, every time I see Mike Leach, which I don't see him much anymore, but I talk to him occasionally. I probably will see him now that he's coaching at Mississippi State. I said, "Mike, you're a football wizard, air raid guy. Everything about you is awesome." I said, "But I can tell you, without reservation, except for the time Woody Woodenoffer faked the punt against me, you threw the ball on with 15 seconds to go in the half and down only 10-7. You threw the ball in the flat, which what does that give you when you got to go 70 more yards? And we intercepted for a touchdown." I said, "I knew you were a good friend of mine, but I don't really think you're a great friend."
Yeah, that was
He laughed about it. He said, "That was a check down. He should have thrown it down the field." I said, "Okay," but he threw it to the right guy. He threw it right to Ronald.
Yeah, that was a game too, Coach. It was wet. It was rainy that day. Robert Edwards had a long run for us, and then that set the stage for the win down in Jacksonville next week when our current head coach picked off the Gators quarterback Doug Johnson twice.
Yeah, he was awesome that day. He was playing center field and breaking on the ball. Didn't run with it very far after he caught it, but he was just glad to have it. And really, really made old Stevie boy mad because he got he pulled Johnson and ended up putting one of his other guys in there. I can't remember. He ended up being a graduate assistant for him, but I tell you, talk about that game. We just had. Everybody played out of their mind. Bobo had a hard time the first half, but second half came back big, and then our old line just dominated. Hines Ward on the perimeter that day just knocked people around.
Well, and you were running that play too. And Hines, obviously everybody knew what a great quarterback he was. You were doing that little end around with him, and it wasn't obviously deep from a flanker position. He was basically lining up like a tight end. And there was always that option that he could throw it too, so that kept the defense on their heels. That worked great that day.
Yeah, 48 and 49 rocket. 48 to the right, 49 to the left. And, you know, Hines had the ability to throw it too on the run. And we hit Larry Brown in that game for about 20 yards. And against Mississippi State, a couple years before that, he hit Larry with that on the I think it was more of a reverse, like take 45 gut and Z reverse right and pass, and he definitely hit that for a big one.
Coach, you're talking about so many legendary Bulldogs players, Champ, Hines, Kirby, Bobo, and these guys that have gone on to have so much success in the world of football in so many different ways. As somebody that coached them, how great is it for you to see these guys thriving, and like I said, in all these different ways across the football landscape?
You know, I saw where one of the Pointer Sisters died the other day, and I hated that because that's my favorite song. I'm so excited. I'm going to tell you this now, that every time you think about some of your guys, and it doesn't mean just guys playing or going on to the NFL or whatever it might be, just whatever they do in life, all coaches like to be, whether it's your high school coach or whoever it might be, you love to see your kids go on and do well. And we've had a lot of different guys make it big around here in a lot of different ways. And University of Georgia gets you ready with that kind of education to be successful.
Coach, talking about versatile guys, and we could sit here and talk ball for, like you said, we could go through a full quarantine talking ball. You coach one of the great versatile players of all time, too, at Marshall, and Troy Brown. And what a story he was. Went on to win three Super Bowls with the Patriots, and Belichick, you know, had him playing both ways. So did Troy Brown, did that give you any kind of inkling, or was he a bit of a foundation or a basis for what you did with Champ?
Yeah, I used that in recruiting Champ. I told him, I said, you're a defensive player first. I said, Troy was a wide receiver, but we used him as our nickel corner and used him in prevent defenses because, you know, on the 1AA level, you don't have quite as much depth. But Troy was an unbelievable game-time player, you know. I mean, he just could do it in the clutch. And I told Bobby Greer, who was the scout for that, I said, you need to tell Parcells and those guys, and in that time, Belichick came on in after that. I said, he's a take. I said, he can make your team, special teams, returning kicks, whatever it may. But a real quick story there. How long we got here?
We got time, Coach.
We got a few minutes. You're good.
We had Troy, we had NCAA rules were that, you know, if you're a JUCO guy, you could take a copy of the transcript and admit them. But at Marshall, we had this guy who was an ex-Marine who was in charge of the admissions. He was a good guy, but he was just really staunch about it. He had to have the original. And we were getting ready to play the first game, and the original hadn't come in. And we kept going back and forth. He said, well, I'm not going to okay him until I get the original. Well, we didn't have a lot of money there, but we did have some guys that had planes, and we thought we had a pretty good plane, but it was down. So we had a coach go fly all the way to Bamberg, South Carolina, or close to there, from Marshall, in a one-engine plane.
Oh boy!
And went down there and got Troy's mama to go over there and sign for the transcript, and he brought it back. And so Troy's nickname has always been Transcript. And, that's what we called him up there at Marshall. And the first game we were playing, and we didn't start him, and we were over on the sideline, and he came up to me and. You could understand he was ready to play and everything. He said, Coach, I'm just not getting in there. What's going on? He said, you're not getting me the ball. I said, you're not going to get it anymore if you keep talking like that. You're going to sit your ass on the sideline. And so I just kind of got after him. But, boy, he was just a dynamo. And he's, you know, really had a great career in the pros. And another guy that had a great career for Coach Belichick was Patrick Pass, who was just – the whole time he's here, he had turf toe. And, you know, as you know, that's one of the worst things to have. Mm. But Troy told me, he said, you know, Belichick loved Patrick because he could play special teams and really did a good job on the catching the ball out of the backfield. He's one of the better backs here that didn't get a lot of pub, but I guarantee you he's a big-time pro back.
No doubt about it. By the way, Troy Brown had a 99-yard touchdown with Todd Donnan at quarterback making the pass.
Yeah, Todd said that'll never be broken.
No, it won't.
The game. said that record will never be broken. But we threw a little, it wasn't the tunnel screen, what everybody gets on me about, but I think it's a good play. But we ran fake 45 gut, quick screen right, and Troy made one guy miss him, and we were playing VMI, so it probably shouldn't count because they didn't have a whole lot of players out there that day. But it was a good throw by Todd because he had to jump around the defensive end that was coming in there. But not many guys can say they had a 99-yard run in anything. I think certainly we saw Tony Dorsett had one
Monday Night Football. Yep, against Minnesota. Yeah, it's a rarity.
Terry Baker, Heisman Trophy winner for Oregon State, had won the Liberty Bowl, I think.
Wow, but that's a good pull.
But I can tell you one story, which I would never say to anything but the locals here because they don't need to hear such great stuff. But I was watching Bull Durham the other night. That movie was on, and we played at Durham Athletic Park when I was in Burlington, and we played the junior high games there. I was in the ninth grade. We're playing Durham Junior High, and we ran a fake 32 ride. I mean, we ran 32 ride, which was just tailback play where you hand the ball to the back, and I missed the handoff. And the ball was on the one-yard line. And I ran 98 yards. We got tackled on the one.
Oh, man.
I never had that career yardage count every time, high school, college, everything. I never had 98 yards.
From the one to the one.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
They were chasing my butt.
Hey, Coach, before we let you go, one quick thing. You know, one of the things I admire so much about Kirby, and listen, there was so much attrition on offense last year, it would have been easy for him to dig his heels in and say, by God, we beat Florida, Auburn, Tech, won the Sugar Bowl, beat Notre Dame, beat A&M. I'm not making any changes, but he made changes to get to that ultimate rung at the top of the ladder there. What do you know about Todd Monken and the new offensive staff? I love Matt Luke. I think that was a tremendous hire. Do you think Todd Monken's going to do a good job here, Coach?
Yeah, and I think he will. And I felt like Coley and the other staff members did a good job last year. You know, we had several games where we had rain games. We had several games where we were ahead and we sat on it. But, you know, we're definitely 12-0 against those opponents we need to be. But talking about Todd real quickly for the fans, I had a chance to be involved in doing some Conference USA games when I was back doing television. And as all of you know, when you go in a couple of days before and talk to the coach and watch him practice, this guy's super organized. He's really a detail guy. He knows what he's doing with the passing game, and he's really good with the kids. I mean, he's hard on them, which is okay with me, but same time he's very you know, he knows how to get the ball to different people. I think probably our fans can relate to Ito Smith, who planned for the Falcons, was a myriad of ways, which I could see us using Cook, you know, jumping in the slot and things like that. But I'm fired up about Todd, as you mentioned, Luke, and I think certainly the staff members we got coming back to Todd Hartley and Dale McGee and certainly Hankton. Cortez Hankton are going to do a good job blending in with these other two new coaches. And the one thing that's really that we always used to talk about on that show that people too old remember, you and I did, JD, was if you know, the offense and defense are going to go on the trip together. So our offense is not going to have to score a lot of points next year. We got to take care of the ball, but our defense, particularly the perimeter seven, we haven't had any perimeter seven like this around here in the last 20 years that I've been around here because it's got so much depth at corner, at star, at dime, at defensive end, and these new linemen we got coming in. I think our defense is going to be hard to score on.
I do too, Coach. Time flies by with you, my friend. Thank you so much, Coach. Please give Miss Mary a big kiss for us, okay? We love you and appreciate it so much.
Glad to be on with you. Appreciate you having me. You can tell I hadn't been on the radio in a long time. I've lost it a little bit.
No,
you still got it, Coach. Don't worry.
You're the best.
Enjoy being with you. Thanks,
Coach. We'll do it again soon. He is the one and only, the Hall of Famer, Jim Donnan. The guy, the stories –
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
I produced, or last season, I produced a lot of the Bulldog Friday nights that he and Dave do. And
that's a great show.
That gives him the opportunity to tell a couple of stories per episode. And, man, just sitting in here and listening to those, and I imagine he could fill hours and hours of airwaves just telling stories nonstop. And I'd sit here and listen to every single one of them.
No, he's so great. And, again, we always, the Bulldog Friday, that's the show that brings everybody into town.
Yes, it does.
Brings them in. That's great stuff. Thanks to Coach D. Tyler's got a Southern Sports.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.